This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montano. One of my favorite things to talk about is helping young ladies. And even if they're adults, they're young to me. And I know that they're getting mentored and loved on and shared the love of Jesus, because it's Redemption House I'm talking about. They are my friends and my sister that I love in the Lord, Tommy Carden. She's a CEO there, and I love the work they do. And I am a supporter of them. If there's anything I can do to support them, get the word out, that's what I'm doing. And that's what I'm doing right now. They have their third annual Butterfly Gala coming up. And Tommy, tell me, how excited are you about this gala coming up?
I am so excited, Melissa. Thank you so much. And it's an honor to call you friend and sister
always
as well. Thank you for how you love us and cheer us on. It really means the world to us.
It's so exciting to see the stories, the testimonies of the women. And that's what's going to happen that night. You get to tell the
Absolutely.
Stories firsthand. They get to see the ladies, get to hear the stories. Tell me about Redemption House for someone that may not know. I've heard of you, but what is it exactly?
Right.
Let's help them understand.
So Redemption House is a network of transition homes for women that are working to put together the broken pieces of their lives.
Yeah.
And we work strictly with women who are involved with a criminal justice system or
okay.
a problem-solving court. So the women that we work with have faced some pretty intense challenges and are involved with, you know, a court program and have been arrested and or, you know, caught and are sent to us because we can help them find some stability and some foundation so that they can move past these mistakes.
That's so great. And you have these homes, so they are living there, getting their life back together. So they have support around them as they're living this journey, right?
Yes. We have the first part of the program, which is the transitional living. And that's the part that is a partner with the criminal justice system.
Okay.
And then we have graduate housing, which allows them to choose voluntarily to stay connected while we work to remove and overcome some of those barriers that women face. You know, the housing market is challenging.
Yes.
Rent prices are skyrocketing. You have criminal involvement or an addiction history, and landlords start to act a little funny. So we're working on helping our women keep going on that path of redemption in their lives.
Oh, so great. Let me just tell you this. We don't have time because there's so many stories. That's why we want you to come to the gala so you can hear all and see all these stories firsthand and on video. It's going to be a beautiful night. I love being a part of it last year. Where and when this year, Tommy?
Yes, this year we are Tuesday, April 22nd. Doors open 5 p.m. at the Grand Wayne Center downtown.
Okay, easy enough. How does someone get tickets?
Go to our website. That's redemptionhousefw.org. Click on the banner that says Butterfly Gala. It'll take you to a page where you can get your tickets. They are going fast, so I encourage all of your listeners not to wait too long, because you really don't want to miss it. Yeah,
absolutely. We want you to do that right away. And I have all of that on my Conversations link. Anything you need to know about Redemption House, we'll put the link there also. You can click on that and find out more. I encourage you, if you want to give to some cause, if you want to be a part of something, you want to volunteer, you want to help donate items, this is where you want to do that. And that's on my Conversations link. And so, Tommy, praying for you. April 22nd, big night.
Thank you.
Love you guys, and we'll talk soon.
Love you too.
All right.
Thank you.
Everything you need
Bye-bye.
To know about getting tickets and being a part of that night in their ministry, star883.com. Just click on Conversations.